It's Friday and it's time for Stu's Reviews. Brought to you by Auto Taylor Automotive Repair Specialist, Stu Wright, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Who I like to affectionately call Little Britches. Stu Wright, right here on Pirate Radio.
Oh, Georgie. Look at Little Britches. You could tell it's springtime. You know, bunnies get excited, squirrels get excited, and Little Britches pulls his pants up. Look at that.
He could just barely cover his little cottontail.
What'd you bring, Little?
Oh, look! It must be breeding season. Look what he's doing to the side of that
monitor.
Desk.
What'd you bring, Little Bridget?
A Mazda. Brand new 2021 Mazda 3.
Oh, it's cute.
Good looking little car.
I guess because I had a Mazda B2000.
Yes,
remember
those
trucks?
Wonderful. Oh, yeah.
So when I think of a Mazda, that's what I think of. This is cool. We're going to go out and take a look at this, come back and tell you all about it. Do not go anywhere. Little Bridges is next. Little Bridges brought in a Mazda 3. All-wheel drive turbo sedan. Tell us all about it. It's pretty.
Yeah, it's machine gray paint. It's kind of a charcoal, I guess. And they call it interior gray and beige combination leather. Seats five people. It's about the size of a... I can't think of what it's about size. It's kind of a small sedan.
It is a small sedan.
Long. But seats five pretty easy and has a four-door and a big trunk. 12-point-something cubic feet of... space back there. It's got those 18-inch black wheels.
I think.
On there.
Hold on a second. Let's go back to the seating five. Don't you think that's stretching it a little bit, Gene?
Well,
can you see three people sitting back there?
You know, if they were.
Can you see me, you, and Martinez in that back seat?
No, gosh, no. But if they were remaking The Wizard of Oz,
the lollipop Jill guys could
follow
fit back.
The yellow brick road.
Yeah, they
let's
could.
Let's all
fit.
Jump into the Mazda.
Right. Anyway, keep going, Stu.
Oh, I mentioned those 18-inch black wheels on there, and it's got low-profile tires. It's kind of a track car. It really corners, rides firm, has a 2.5-liter turbo 4 with 250 horsepower in there, and a 6-speed automatic. And I think I mentioned all-wheel drive. So even though it's $34,015, it's got a lot of the upgrades, like I mentioned, the leather, grayish color, moonroof, and all-wheel drive, and turbo. And then it's got the multimedia infotainment screen with Sirius satellite radio. I'm having trouble tuning. I need a knob, but I'd figure out if I owned it. Usually when I drive these, I go, I can't figure this out. This is a demerit. And then I go, if you owned it, you'd really get a handle on it.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty sweet setup from the
Did all those
radio,
words kind of
stereo.
Run together? Did you understand?
Yeah, it did. And it's got a Bose 12-speaker stereo. And it gets 32 miles a gallon on the highway. So you can go 422 miles on your tank of 13.2 gallons.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It reminds me a lot of the Subaru last week. Size, power. All-wheel drive, four-door sedan, not that big.
34.
And it's about the same price, maybe a touch more because of the moonroof.
34,000. Which one was cheaper? Was the
Subaru?
Subaru was.
I think it was right at 30, wasn't it?
It was.
You're right, yeah. The main difference between this and the Subaru, I would imagine, is it's probably a little quicker car, a little more horsepower.
It feels like it at 250 horse. I don't remember the Subaru horsepower, 228 or something.
The little
like
blue
that.
One? Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, it had a 6-speed, and it's a 6-speed automatic.
Built in Hofu, Japan.
It's Japanese built, yeah. We don't have a Mazda dealer in Greeley, but...
What are your payments, G?
Well, if you... actually, payments on this is going to be fairly expensive. You're looking at $141
a week. $141
a week. Or $610 for the month.
A month, yeah.
It's crazy.
Little Britches, when's your review going to be up?
Thursday is StuWright.com.
StuWright.com. You can see it's actually a good-looking car. Not for me. It's a little small to get in and out of.
And I will throw this thing out. This is kind of interesting as I've been following vehicle manufacturing. I can't remember if I said this on the radio, but a lot of vehicles and now a lot of computers are having problems with semiconductors.
Yes, that's why there's
little computer chips.
That's why there's no pickups.
So they're and the GM guy was very optimistic. The Reese, I think, is the last name, the CEO of GM, and he was saying, "Oh, you know, by late summer, fall, we should have production back up on, particularly on trucks." Mm-hmm. Well, the Intel CEO who produces and manufactures the computer chip is now saying, "Yeah, it might be in the early part of 2022."
Really?
So what has this done to the market? Well, pickups, if there's any on the lot, there's no discounting, and some of them are going to be asking more. But another thing to define is the used car market is exploding. You know, we're just talking about with Shelley about how houses have gone up
right
astronomically. Just wait until you see used cars. They're getting expensive.
Might be a time to sell my pickup.
Well, you got to buy something.
That's true. I could buy this Mazda. And suffering getting in and out of it.
That's probably where all your deals are going to come from your passenger cars. Right. Because SUVs and trucks are
hard to get right now. Thank you, Stu. We appreciate you, Little Britches. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll be back.
You've been listening to my friend, Stu Wright. Little Britches. Stu's Reviews brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, located at 1011 16th Street in Greeley. Phone number 353-3401.